All right, so last night, I woke up this morning. I'm like, Stephanie, I had a dream. I had so many dreams last night. I was like in this prophetic flow in my sleep, and I was prophesying in my sleep. I was prophesying in my sleep. So, you know, I had like a certain teaching planned for this morning, but, you know, I was praying this morning, and I'm like, okay, God's going to do something different. And, of course, it's the shortest session I have with you, so I need to, like, take the word I have and like a whoop and just loose it like a heat-seeking missile. Take out all the fluff and just loose the word of the Lord. And in my dream, as I was prophesying, a woman jumped up and she looked at me. She said, "That is the word of the Lord." So I want to start, let's see here, where do I want to start? Ezekiel with the river, Ezekiel 47. So we're going to start in the river and then we're going to go to the fire. And I'm going to prophesy to you today about a fresh baptism of fire that God wants to release on the Servants of Jesus community. And I really feel the heartbeat of God that God wants to release a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit upon this whole community. There is a fresh wind that is going to breathe over the Servants of Jesus. I said, there's a fresh wind that's going to breathe over the Servants of Jesus community. You are poised and ready for a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's the prophetic time and season that we're in. And I love in Ezekiel 47, I had a time with all the children this morning. We went over to the kids. So if your kids were over there, we were with your children this morning. And they were acting out. They did a whole, you know, acting out of the river of Ezekiel's vision, the river of God. And Stephanie was like, "Matt, you should do that with the adults." And I'm like, well, do you guys feel like acting out this morning? Do you feel like, you know, I won't make you do it. But, you know, basically in this chapter, Ezekiel 47, Ezekiel has a vision of a river. And you know the vision of Ezekiel's river. And he says that it starts out ankle deep. And then it goes knee deep. And then it goes waist deep. And then it becomes this river that you can only swim in. And this is what God is releasing. A river not just ankle deep, not just knee deep or waist deep. In other words, God is saying through this vision and communication with the prophet Ezekiel, he's saying, I don't want you just to kind of play around in the river. I don't want you just to kind of get a little touch of God. I want you to get so immersed in the Holy Spirit that it's like a river that sweeps you up. Oh, hallelujah. And everywhere the river goes, as that river in Ezekiel's vision went down into the Dead Sea, it caused the Dead Sea to come to life. And it caused every dead thing to live. There is a river from the Holy Spirit that God is releasing. And where is that river? Yes, there's a river from the book of Revelation that flows from the throne of God. Yes, there's a river in Ezekiel's vision. But there is another river where Jesus said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. That river is on the inside of you. And I want to say something about the revival that God is releasing in this day and this hour. It is a moving revival. It is a walking revival. It is a revival on the go. In other words, God is going to anoint you to be a walking revival. And everywhere the river goes, it's going to bring life. Everywhere the river goes, it's going to bring healing. Everywhere the river goes, it's going to set captives free. It's going to heal the sick. It's going to save the lost. It's going to cause dead things to come to life. Oh, hallelujah. And you are gonna so get immersed in the river of the Holy Spirit. You are gonna be saturated spirit, soul, body, and mind. And everywhere you go, you're gonna release that river. And you are gonna be a walking move of God. I prophesied over you today. You're gonna be a walking move of God. Everywhere you go, you're gonna see the dead come to life. The servants of Jesus are going to see the dead come to life. The sick healed. the lost saved, the dead awakened and revived. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, shakarabanda. How many are ready for that? So now, in my dream last night, now turn over to Isaiah chapter 6. In my dream last night, I'm prophesying in my sleep. And this is what God, this is a part of what God was saying to me. He was saying to me that in order for us to receive and walk in the power that he is going to release, I'm talking about a move of God that we have never seen on the earth. I'm talking about a level of the power of God greater than anything we have known, seen, or experienced. And the Lord said, in order to be able to walk in this power and receive this power, God said, you must be totally dead to yourself. You must be totally dead to yourself in order to be able to handle the power that God wants to give us. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It is time to have a real good, happy funeral. A real good, happy funeral where everything of self dies. And you know what I mean by that? Self, anything that is of the self, of the flesh. In other words, pride, any works of the flesh, anything that would try to exalt itself above the knowledge of God or the glory of Jesus Christ. It just all dies. Oh, hallelujah. And it is a happy funeral. I said, it's a happy funeral. To deny yourself and take up your cross and follow God, it is such a joyful thing. Because the more you die, the more you get the resurrection power of God living on the inside of you. Every time you choose to deny yourself, just don't deny yourself so much that you don't buy a cake. But every time you choose to deny yourself and the self is crucified with Christ, there is a dimension of glory that operates in you. The more you are emptied of self, the more you lose self, the more you deny self, the more you let go of self, the more you tap into a dimension of the glory of the Holy Spirit that is heavenly and divine and supernatural. Oh, how many want that? Oh, how many want? Oh, really? How many want that? Where it's just like you can say, like Paul said, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In other words, I am totally dead, gone. Self is laid to rest. But Jesus is seen in me, heard in me, revealed through me, and is fully functioning and flowing through me. Wow. That is the ultimate goal of every Christian. And that's why we're here. And that's what God is calling us to. Do you remember that childhood toy? The Jack in the Box? One of my favorite little toys as a kid. It's a little box, and you wind it, right? And music plays, dun, 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 whatever the music is. Dun, 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 dun. And then all of a sudden, out comes Jack, the crazy clown. That's what some Christians are like. They're like a Jack in the Box. They look all nice, but you wind them up enough, and it's just a matter of time until Jack pops out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're in church. You're in the Servants of Jesus Conference, and you're worshiping God. You're like, oh, Jesus, I love you. I died myself. It's no longer I who live. Holy Spirit, I want the river. And then you drive home tonight, and someone starts winding up that little winder, and all of a sudden, Jack pops out. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. It's time. It's time to have a funeral for Jack. Because God is saying, don't be a Jack in the box. He's saying, be Jesus in the box. In other words, when you get wound up, Jesus pops out. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have an altar call one day. You know, have you ever heard the altar call? Come, come to God. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. Open up the door and let him in. Have you heard that altar call? Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to give an altar call for Jesus knocking on the door, but it's going to be for Christians who have Jesus knocking on the door of their heart, but it's not from the outside. It's from the inside. And he's in there saying, hello, I'm in here. Let me out. Let me flow. Let the river flow. Don't keep me on the inside. Let my glory flow. Let my river flow. Let my power flow. Let my presence flow. Let my love flow. Let my self-control flow. Let my peace flow. Let my patience flow. Let my nature flow. Let my likeness flow from the inside of you. Do you realize everything you need in God is already on the inside of you? Why? Because that's where the river is. That's where the Holy Spirit is. Oh, praise God. That is such good news. Such good news. The gospel is good news. It's good news. It's such good news. You know what it also means? It means we have no excuse. Oh, praise God. Oh, I just couldn't help it. The cake looked so good. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, now someone shall remain nameless. They gave us, in such a kind heart, they gave us a package of Tim Tams. What are they called? Tim Tams? Yes. Yes. And we take them to the hotel. Now, I'm on a sugar-free diet right now. Oh, no, not diet. Lifestyle, okay? A sugar-free lifestyle. Lifestyle. Which means it's not temporary. It's permanent. Praise God. I'm on a sugar-free permanent lifestyle. So Stephanie takes the cookies, and she hides them. And she hides them in her suitcase. And last night, after I had my prophetic dream, it's like 2 a.m. I don't know what happened. I think my gift of prophecy, you know, turned on, and I found the Tim Tams. And in the middle of the night, I opened up that package, and I ate 2 Tim Tams. And usually my wife's prophetic gift is stronger than mine, so she knows that I'm going to do it before I do it, and she stops me, but she didn't. She was sleeping. She was asleep. Look, honey, it's awakening time. It's time to wake up out of that slumber. No. So I remember one night we were in a hotel, and there was, what was it next to the bed on the bed? What was it? Cookies or candy or what was it? Raisinettes. Chocolate covered raisins. A big bag of them. Next to my bed in the hotel. And it's in the middle of the night. She's sleeping. I'm like, I'm going to take some raisinettes. And I get the bag of raisinettes and I start to open them. I just go like that. Pitch black. Pitch black. No light. A hand comes out of nowhere and grabs that bag of raisinettes right out of my hand. And whoop, gone. I was like, where'd it go? Where'd it go? But last night she was slumbering. And today I'm repenting. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I repent of that sugar. So, back to lettuce. Back to lettuce. So, the river of God is in us. And what I see coming in the church is such a weight of glory and such a dunamis power of the Holy Spirit that God wants to release in us and through us. that is going to require such a death to self, such a letting go of the self life, so that we can really flow and move in the eternal glory of God that he's releasing in the body of Christ in this hour. And it is time, church, to open up the door of our hearts. But it's not to let him in, it's to let him out. To let the river flow. To be a walking move of God. How many here today want to be a walking move of God in your life? Wherever you go, there is a living presence of Jesus flowing out of you. Healing the sick, setting people free, bringing joy, bringing breakthrough. Everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Mother Teresa said something amazing. She said, if you want to save the world, love your family. What a great statement. Because so many times we think, we're going to let the river flow. We're going to be used by God. We're going to change the world. And then we forget, it starts in the home. It starts with loving our family. Because really, listen, if we could show Jesus to those who know us the most, oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, now get ready. Get ready to say amen or ouch. Get ready to say amen or ouch. To show Jesus to a stranger, it's really not that hard. To show Jesus to your family who's around you all the time, it's a little bit harder. Because it's in that place that self will really be tested. Oh, praise God. Especially when you get married. Now look. She's a peach. People always told me, I know. She's like, People always told me when I was single, oh, God marries you so he can kill you. People would tell me that. And I'm like, no, I don't want to get married to die. God can kill me a lot of other ways. I don't want my wife to kill me. Praise God. But I could testify today. I could testify. God has given me such an angel, full of love and compassion and joy. We laugh together all the time. We have fun together. We laugh together. We bring out the best in each other. Hallelujah. See, baby, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. She's like, no. And we do. We have an amazing, God bless me so much with Stephanie. We have such a marriage made in the love of God, where we love each other, we honor each other, we bless each other, we call out the best in each other, we laugh together, we have fun together. I think that's how marriage should be. Amen? But look, you know, there's a reality that when God marries you, or you're just in relationship, okay, now let's expand it. You're in relationship with family, children, husband, wife. Family, they're around you all the time. That's where, even more than just to a stranger, that you could say, Jesus loves you, and then, you know, do something nice and then keep going. But when you are with people, when you are in community, when you are part of a church, when you are part of a family, that's where God wants Jesus to be seen the most. That's where we have to die the most. That's where we have to make a free will choice to deny ourselves and to serve one another. Oh, hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's where we have to die to self and serve one another. Love one another, prefer one another, bless one another. Be Jesus to one another, even when there's pressure, even when there's tension, even when there is potential frustration. Amen. Amen.
just letting it sink in. I'm just letting it sink in.
But I really believe this wholeheartedly, that revival starts in the home. Revival starts with those that we are closest to, with those that are around us the most. That if we could let go of self to the point where people that are closest to us still see Jesus in us, then we know we've really died to self. So God will put people in your life to make sure that you die. This word from Isaiah 6, I just want to read from this scripture here. Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, in a vision I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the skirts of his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who cried, and the house was filled with smoke. And then said I, "Woe is me, for I'm undone and ruined, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And then flew one of the seraphim to me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And with it he touched my mouth or my lips and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity and your guilt are taken away, and your sin is completely atoned for and forgiven." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" And then said I, "Here am I. Send me." This is an amazing encounter that Isaiah has. He sees the Lord high and lifted up. He sees Jesus in all of his glory and the train of his robe filling the house, filling the temple. And as he sees the Lord exalted, the angel, a seraphim, a burning, fiery angel, takes tongs to take a coal from the altar. Imagine how burning hot the coal on the altar must be if a fire angel needs tongs to pick it up. He picks up the coal, touches Isaiah's lips, and purges Isaiah of self. And as Isaiah encounters the fire of God, he is completely purged of self. And in the process, his ears are open and he hears the voice of God saying, "Who will go for us?" And then Isaiah responds and says, "Here I am, God, send me." This is a prophetic word for our day right now, where God is wanting to release such a baptism of the fire of God in the church that we are truly, completely emptied of self. And then we hear the voice of God that says, "Who will go? Who will be my representative? Who will release my river? Who will carry my word? Who will go on my behalf?" And Isaiah, out of an encounter with the fire of God and experiencing a glorious cleansing of his own iniquity and sin, is then commissioned from that fire. He's commissioned and he is sent. And there's a word that God is speaking today. You see, because when God encountered Isaiah, he did a work on the inside of him. Every time you encounter the presence of God, God is doing a work on the inside of you. And it's a glorious work. And it's a work that causes self to die and the glory to increase. And from that place, there is a sending. There is a going. And when God does a work in you, it's because he is releasing a work through you. And when we talk about revival, it's not just, oh God, do a work in me. It's more than that. It's God, what work do you want to do through me? Not just God, do a work in me, but God, do a work through me. But in order for God to release divine glory in our lives and through our lives, it requires the call from the altar to touch our lips. Where we come before God and we say, God, let your fire burn out everything that is not of you. Let your fire just consume it all, God, so that the only thing that's left is Jesus in me, is Christ in me. That even when I am with those who know me the most, they see Jesus in me. They experience the love of God, the patience of God, the selflessness of God, the nature of God, the touch of God in me and through me. You know what one of my biggest life goals is? I'm going to tell you what one of my biggest life, personal life goals. It's not just to have the anointing in public church meetings. It's not just to see the power of God move in settings like this. But one of my life goals is even when I am all alone in my home and there is no one around except my wife, my children in the future, that even in that place, the same anointing that is in a church meeting is the same presence that's in my home. In other words, what you see right here is exactly what I am when there's no one around. Honestly, that is on the top of my list, always. Always. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many want to be so saturated with God that even those closest to you see Jesus in you? And I don't say it's easy, but it is glorious. It's glorious. And it's the goal. It's the goal. Are any of us in this room perfect? No. We're not perfect. This is the amazing thing. It's the amazing thing. We're not perfect. We're not just like Jesus yet. But we're on our way. You're on your way. You're on your way. You are on your way. Nothing can replace the encounter with the fire of God. Nothing can replace that. You can try your hardest to change yourself. Nothing can replace an encounter with God. Because when you encounter him, he is able in a supernatural way to cause all of self-life to be laid down. And he is able to give you his love, his peace, his joy, his presence. So that every aspect of your life reveals him and reflects him and shines him out to other people. Praise God. How many want the fire today? Yeah, I feel like I'm looking at my watch, but you can't. Praise God. If you want the fire, stand up to your feet. Oh, Jesus. Grab hands with your neighbor. I believe God wants to release a fresh baptism of fire on this whole community. On every one of us, our families. Oh, and there's a grace. There's such a grace here. Such a grace from the heart of God. Where we are going to be so overwhelmed with his goodness. So overwhelmed with his love. that we're going to happily die. And I pray that grace right now in Jesus' name, that there would be a whole new dimension of the fire and the glory of God operating in you and through you. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you would come into this room. And Lord, we position ourselves in this prophetic hour. We position ourselves, God, to receive the very fire of God that touched Isaiah. We position ourselves, God, to receive that same eternal touch of glory. And I ask now, Father, for each one of us in this room, that you would take the coal from the altar and you would touch our lips with it, God. And I pray that all of self would be consumed. And there would be a glory that would fill us, a river that would flow through us, a river in your belly. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living, life-giving water. Life-giving. Oh, Jesus, let the river flow. Let the river flow. We say, let the river flow, God. Let it bubble up in you today. Let it bubble up. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Start to pray in the Holy Spirit. See, that bubbles up, that anointing.